Bezeche nishmas ben yelo shayne bazir shua falak. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, we just were finishing up. Packet Vav. We were talking about the Shalah, that the Shalah says that if you were mapsik before you swallow, but you already put it in your mouth, if you were a toyim. It's okay. And the Magen Avraham quotes it. Take a look on page 21 in the Magen Avraham. It says, the Shulchan Aruch and Vav. Look at the Mechaber Siv Vav. Yochel miyad, v'lo yasiach ben bracha le'achila. You shouldn't talk between the bracha and achila. Imsach tzarech lachzor levarach. If you talk, you have to make a bracha again. In other words, if you made Hamotzi Lechem Menorot and then you started talking, if you talked about the Yankees, then you gotta make the bracha again. If you were talking about the Mets, you also have to make the bracha again. But if you're talking about something like bring the salt or something like that, that's related to that, you don't have to make the bracha again. Right? But he says, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't talk until you swallow. Lo yasiach, and says the Magen Avraham rather, Sifkot and Tazayim. Achi yivla haprusa. Miu imesach ba'odo loes ain tzarech lachzor levarach. But if you already started chewing, so really you should wait till you swallow. But if you started chewing, that's good enough. And Rav Talaki said a chiddush that what? That he thought even putting it in your mouth? I'm saying is enough kamina. The Shalom wants you to at least chew.
Right. Okay.
And according to you, even if you didn't chew yet.
Okay,
the lowest end sort of brachim. Can you get bracha labliya? It's sort of in. So then the question is, do you count? Right. We said the pashup shot, like Rabbi Popper said, that what? That you count as chanos garam, even though we saw in the sefer rat. Vayag Moshe, that he even thought the Lisa is part of the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. But Rabbi Popper's disagreed with him. So he disagrees. Vayagid Akiva. The Sefer Vayagid Akiva. Okay. So now let's up the packet Zion. So, and this is starting to talk about shtia. Yeah, I think that's the shalom.
Oh, the shalom.
I mean, the shalom says, look at the bottom paragraph in the shalom, page 20. Avol pi shamati shuhefsek v'dav v'shas ti'imo tol mokam ein ani omer b'imosa b'diavet kein sheshachav v'diver v'shas ti'imo. It's interesting. I think Melby Talaki is right, because Lamaisa, he doesn't use the word Leisa, the Shalah. He uses the word Te'ima. So, right. So according to Rav Talaki, you put it in your mouth, you already... So it could be that, you know, the Magen Avraham gave us a little bit innovative touch into the shalah.
Or he's not part of the shalah, just the guy who filled it in, so he's referring to
Well, let's see, let's see. You mean, you're saying, maybe he's not even quoting the Shulah.
Right.
I mean, who says he's quoting? Maybe just,
maybe the same exact
so Das Mifal Aruch HaShalom Machal Yerushalayim put it in.
Right.
That's an interesting thing. In other words, maybe the Magen Avraham never meant to quote the Shulah.
He could just have the same Shulah like that.
In the old Shulchan Aruch, does it say?
We have to find first this Shulchan Aruch.
No, but if you have the old Shulchan Aruch, so you want to get an old Shulchan Aruch there? We'll see. That's an interesting point. Is he saying the same thing as the Shulah, or is he, does he mean to even quote the Shulah? Yeah?
I found a new one.
Yeah, so give it to me. Well, what say again?
The man who said the second line is dead under the bomb.
Oh, you mean the market back is a shack, you ought to see? Kol zehu divrei shalach.
Right. Yeah, I was saying the Magen Avraham said. Who says?
Where is it?
Who says that it was there? The Magen Avraham, that's his source. Just because the publisher put it in
100
years.
No, he's saying the
Masters
of
Shekel.
The
Masters of Shekel. Then
wasn't
the Magen
Avraham?
Who said? Just
he's saying
Masters
maybe.
Of
yeah.
Well, maybe Masters of Shekel. But why? When did he get to be the Masters of Shekel?
In other words, he's saying that maybe, because we don't have a proof that the Magen Avraham for sure was referring to the Shulah.
But he said the same thing. Why did he approve?
No, because the Shulah said Ti'ima. He's saying, the Shulah saying, he's saying Lisa.
The
Shulah
is talking about Lisa
also. What?
The Shulah is talking about Lisa also. The Shulah said it. In the first
the Lo'asa. But maybe the din of Lo'asa is Lavdavka. Maybe Lo'asa is just because is there something special about Lo'asa? Maybe it means...
Well, that's all right. Maybe it is not because of
Lo'asa. Lo'asa is a din in Tima. Okay. Okay, thank you. Maybe Telki's right that it's the same. I don't know if Telki's right that the Shulah didn't, that the Magen Avraham didn't mean. Yeah. Okay.
The Svar is still whole.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next. Okay. So the Gemara in the Mishnah in Yuma says Yom Kippur is also Bachil Shtir Chitza Sicha Nidas Asal Tashu Shemita, etc. So how much do you have to drink? So eating, we said kosefis, right? We got understood kosefis, 2/3 of a beitza, right? Different things. And what about shtiyah? Hashose molo lugmov was chayif. So what is molo lugmov? So look in the on page 2 on the peyam and aleph. Hashose molo lugmov ama Rav Yehuda Meshmuel lo molo lugmov mamish. It's not mamish melo lugmav. What would be mamish melo lugmav? No? Both sides. And there was enough liquid that both sides are bulging out. So he says that that's not what you need. Lo melo lugvav mamish. El kol she'ilu yisalkenu l'tzad echad v'yirek him melo lugvav. In other words, no, it's enough that if you put it to one side and one side pops out, so that looks like both sides are popping out. V'yirek him melo lugvav v'natan melo lugvav, which is mashma both sides, eima kimelo lugvav. So you need one side popping out. The shear of one side popping out. How much would that be? You could. Everyone could go home and experiment. Right. Right. No. Melo lugmav really means both sides. Kimlo lugmav means one side. But if you have one side popping out, it looks like both sides are popping out. Well, yeah, why is that? I guess once you see one side popping out, it's like delusional. Right, it's delusional. It looks like both sides. So let's see what the story of this din of Melo Lugmav is. Okay? So look in the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, on page 3. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Chen Tani Rav Gidol Ben Norash. HaMekadesh V'Tom Melo Lugmav Yotza. Whereas when you make Kiddush, how much do you have to drink of the wine? Melo Lugmav. And if you don't drink Melo Lugmav, you're not Yotze. By Kiddush. Havdalah, I think the Alter Rebbe holds by Havdalah, not that way.
You don't even have to drink a
Revis. Kiddush. Kiddush.
What's yeah. Slow Yotze in line with the Marin area? With
the,
that if you, it's only because it's
a gown
for the wine.
Right. The
Rashi. Right. So low yatsa, I'm here, your low yatsa, the wine, you're not low yatsa, the kiddush?
Yeah, that's a whole, I wrote a whole article in the Beis Yitzchak. What? No, I quoted you someplace else.
It's on this topic, though. Is this for...
Yeah, right there. Maybe I quoted you this, I don't know. Yeah. So, HaMekadosh V'Tom Melo Lugmav Yotza V'Mlav Lo Yotza. So let's see Toysus. V'Tom Melo Lugmav G'mefarsh B'Yumma Kol She'ilu Mesalko L'Tzarecha Yirakim Melo Lugmav. V'Avi Pachas M'Revis. It's less than the Revis. K'dam Rina Hasam. Melo Lugmav itself is more than Revis. But this is Kim Melo Lugmav. So Tos is saying that it says over here in the Gemara, Melo Lugma, well, it says Melo Lugma. You see, you have to be careful. It says Melo Lugma, not Lugma. One.
How do we know it's left or Revis? I don't get this.
In other words, if you have to do both cheeks, that's going to be more than Revis. One cheek, it's going to be row. Nirish who wrote Revis, Damin will command who the Shasa Ruba de Kasa. Revis is a sheer coast. The Dafkil Odom Bainini. Aval Og Melachaboshan? If you're Og Melachaboshan, Og Melachaboshan, you need more. Bites fake, Damin Hassan. Then you need more.
If you're an honest, you need less.
Need more than what?
No, you need your. your Malol Lugmav. In other words, Og Belach HaBoshon, he had bigger cheeks.
Right.
So his Malol Lugmav is more than regular person's Malol Lugmav. So we say that Malol Lugmav, Kim Malol Lugmav is a Rov Revius, but for Og Belach HaBoshon, it could be more.
And for another, it could be less.
Isn't there a time that
right, in other words, Haragon of Yair, Nolar Shlita, is saying that Nasata Dvarechel Shiur. Usually in Halacha, Shiurim, in other words, the Shiur Kezias is for everybody. The Ogal Bel Chaboshon's Chiv to eat matzah is just the Kezias, just like the Vitalik's Chiv.
Or it's Chiv not eating food
and
the Kippur is the same as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right. But so here, all of a sudden, we're being subjective. So that's what Yair is pointing out. This goes against the normal... what? Right, that's what he's asking. Okay, well, so we'll see. We'll see the time we learn this Inyan if we could have a, come up with an answer to this. But that's Yair Nola Shaila. Now look in the Ran on page four. Oh, show some lo lugma mifashina the Gemara the lo lugma of mamish. So a regular person is going to be less than revius. It's less than revius, but we don't know how much less. So the Ran says we're not sure. It's, in other words, for a regular person who's not Og Belach HaBoshon, it's going to be less than a revius in Lo Lugma, one Lugma, but we're not sure how much less.
Okay,
Tosa
says.
Tosa says it's Ro.
Plus 51%.
All right, 50 plus 1. Yes. Well, Kosev, as the Ran said, two-thirds. So look on page 5. Halachi and Gimel. Tzarech lishtos mikol shel kiddush kimlo lugmav. Tiny kol shi yisakenu tzarech v'fiv yireh milo lugma puk rubosh shal revis. Rubosh shal revis, says the Magen Avraham, Kaftes, haini b'odim beinani, godol fi godlo. Because of Avraham, kol mokam lo bein by tfeim revis. So, it's not going to be more than revis. So what is he saying? I mean, even if you're Og Melech HaBoshon, is that what he's saying?
Yes.
You'll never get more than a revius. Even if Taka...
Why that?
It
says Rubel Shorvius.
Yeah, because that's all the Benini.
That's a regular person.
Wait, why are we assuming it's the Benini? Where do we get the idea of the Benini?
1 second. In other words, Tosis in Sachim Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph Dibur Masel Im says what? Right. And the Ran,
not sure.
Why are we going with Benin? Maybe we go with why should we come take a Benin share for...
Well, that's the Tosfos isn't.
Why are we taking advantage here for Yom Kippur and applying that to other halakhas?
One second.
Yom Kippur is obviously more ma... or different, not more ma... it's a different halakhas. Is that right? No.
If Mara said go look or buy a kid,
right. So no, so why don't we take that... why are we taking as a relative scale? By Yom Kippur, it's logical to say like relative scale. You're not tight unless you get
hit. By definition, it's a relative scale.
How do you know that?
Because it's definitely below what you mean.
How do you know that?
What
do you mean? An Am is also a relative scale, but we can don't make it relative when we talk about Am as a clock.
One of the times I was telling you before, there are certain things that are relative scale. How are you drawing the comparison between an Amma and
Wolf? We sometimes refer to an Amma. When it talks about all Baal Chabad is dead, we refer to an Amma with kids on Amma.
But there are different sheets about what an Amma is.
That's a separate. That's not
right,
the standard.
Well, by the way, before I forget, tomorrow we're having earlier shiur. Right, because I go give the shiur. So what time do we usually start when I give earlier? What? No. 10 o'clock till 10:45, and then I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get checked off 10:45, so I get there by 11:30. But I think, so we'll have the share, if need be, we'll have the share in the classroom.
Yeah.
At around 10 o'clock. Here it'll be a little difficult, okay? So everyone know tomorrow, share, we're having an earlier share tomorrow. Okay? 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock for a priority. So the Magen Avraham says, "Rubo shel revius hainu ba'odem beinani, uvegadol fi gadlo." Because of Avraham, you call Mokom lo boi tvei mirvius. It can't be more than a revius. That's what he's saying. If you're a super og melech haboshon, and your malolugum is more than a revius, no one is mechayiv you more than a revius.
It makes no sense. If I have a kiddush cup that has to hold a revius, no one's going to say I'm having to drink more than what's in the cup.
Or else you would say maybe you'd have to say that this person has to get a bigger kiddush cup.
That's not the word. Not making a subjective rule for how much is kiddush. So I could be able to say you kiddush, but not them. But that doesn't still make sense.
Yeah, okay.
You. You're taking the normal close of kiddush, right? I have a big house that doesn't want it. Are you going to yield to me or not? Yield
to you.
No. You're making kiddush. One person.
Oh, I see.
Are you yielding to me?
I have a small amount?
Yeah, you have a small amount.
I would say the opposite, definitely.
That's not a question.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's good cup, the cup's fine, but we're going to make acceptable. No, you need a bigger cup than everyone else.
No, I don't think that is very
good. So if you're coming to a logical situation, that's the case. The cup is good, the cup's kosher, but I can't drink more than the cup, so I have to take a bigger cup. This is not my
fault. No, saying you don't.
So that's the reason why we stop at a rebate, because the minimum size for a cup is a rebate. It's illogical to say I have to drink one that's the minimum requirement for a cup. I have to go get a bigger cup.
Okay. Okay. So now take a look in the Mariel on page 12. He says, "Kol kos tzarich sheyachzik kimat molei shnei klipos beitza." What? V'hainu revius halug. Klipos?
Like the shells.
Yeah. So what do you have to do? So what? The amount that the shells of the... Ezra, what does it mean? The amount that the shells will displace?
No, however, when it's finished, you crack open the next shell, fill it up with wine, and then someone...
Fill up the eggshells with wine.
No, is that what you said?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, he's right.
The volume of the shell. Very impressive.
The volume of the shell.
Very impressive.
And that's a Revius of a one.
The Hain Revius, a little, why do I mean Revius having Beitza Mechza? That's a little more Matsai Shem Sharinan, Papolis Beitza Tocham Hamayim, the Shark Kenegan Hamayim Ayotzim. Because if you want to do displacement, then it's what? Beitza Mechza. How much a Beitza Mechza displace. But if you want to do filling up the Klippa, then it's just about two Klippos. But the displacement is less. What?
When you're using the statement, but then you include the measurement of the creeper itself.
So then you get more.
Right.
You also. Assuming this will be a clean break, the water level will go above the base, above the lawn.
So if it's what it displaces, it's what? The egg itself, right? Displacement, Ezra, means what? The egg with the shell or without the shell? With the shell. But if you're filling him up...
You're just saying what the size of that egg is.
So with the egg with... So what are the two ways of measuring? So one way is what? Putting in an egg into what? An egg and a half. With the shell. So then that's the shear of Revius. Or you could take out the egg and fit it into the shell of the Beitza. That'll be two Beitzas. So it's the same, but why is it the same? Because when you're doing the displacement, you're doing it with the shell. So then you need less Ezra, because when you're doing with the Beitza, you're doing with the shell, you're saying.
Yeah.
So therefore you need less.
Some of you also can't get a clean break.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you take a look in the Zmiros of the Divrei Yoel, and this is a very important thing. The Zmiros of the Divrei Yoel is going to be groundbreaking here. Okay, you ready for this, Rav Harari? It's going to be groundbreaking.
What?
Yeah, they put a safer on the Zmiros with his Aris and this. And the, maybe at your wedding they should give out Zmiros Divayol. I think maybe that's what we should do. And we'll get married in Vayol Moshe, and we'll give out Zmiros Divayol at the show. What? I don't know. It depends if that's what you want them to give out. So we assume, what do we normally assume in our world? How much is a Revius new from your life? What did everyone always tell you?
It's between 3.4 and
5.1. 3.3, right? Moisha? 3.3. How many is it? 5. So let's see what the Sadma Rebbe says. Look at this. Here's what the Sadma Rebbe says here. Take a look at the Sadma Rebbe. Davarain cooking in the Sadma Rebbe. Page 14. Bin Yeshir Godel HaKoshal Kiddush Rogil HaYarabeinu L'Haski B'Drol Shosov B'Shabbos HaGodel. The Rebbe would say this in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, by Yarosh Hashimash Bo Barabonos Beiropa, when he was a Rav in Europe. he would say Shashir Revius Hu Shlosher Revoy Detsi. What? Detsi is one tenth of a liter? Desi. Right, desi. So 3/4 of 1/10, which is what? 2 3/8 ounces. Vladi, 2 3/8. And the tzlach is double that, because the tzlach, it says everything got, the beitzim. But the ikar idea is 2 3/8. It says, Vakol shel kiddush al Rabbeinu haya kashir hatzlach. There was a Satmar Rebbe himself, his personal kos, who was the shear of the tzlach, doubled the Mishal Kesef. Omnam kos avdola haya shel tzchukis machzikin revir shel shear ha-kotten. But for kiddush, he used a bigger kos. He used a silver kos, and it was the shear of the Noda Behuda. And for Avdallah, he used the smaller kos. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman here, the Rabbi of the Bridge Shul, he has a smaller kos for people to bench. He made a point to me. He says a lot of people don't bench on the kos because they think they're going to have to drink a lot. But if you have the Iker Shear, whatever, then they probably would bench on the kos. So that's the Iker Shear of Riz, which is a smaller shear. You know, so here the Satmar Rebbe held the Iker Shear is 2 3/8 ounces. That's what he would be machers in the drushes. So that's and then it's very, you know, it's important to know this for Pesach, because some people, so that for Pesach 2 3/8 ounces, and you only have to have rov of that. So what's rov? What? How much? One sixteen. So that's some people who can't drink so much, they should realize this year that the whole revius is only 2 3/8, and then you only need is a rov of that. And according to our friend Rav Katan, it's 1 1/16 of 1 3/16 of an ounce.
Yeah, this is not with the Ma'ariv. Take a egg and do the test, not even close.
What'll it be?
You ever see it, eggs and two
So now we're both side. So based on this, now let's see what's the shear for Yom Kippur. Right? I was speaking with Rabbi Presby before about what's the shear for Yom Kippur for liquids. Right? So he says here, he says like this. He says like this, look on page 17, on the bottom. This is the Sefer Chaim Lechag from Rav Agoyin Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman, the Rav of South 8th Street in Williamsburg. V'nei Nogu Lahoros Lechol Yoledes. Right, the minig is that you tell, whenever you have somebody fasting, when they're not fasting, like she's, you know, and she has to eat the chola, so they tell them they should have pachas mikashir, so they should take a shot glass, an ounce, and fill it up with liquid, etc. But he says like this, Hinei Yadu, the Shir HaYosek Katan, page 17. The smallest Shir for Vias, whom is Mashu Yose Mishne Ounce Vachetzi.
I'm a little confused. Did Rebbe disagree?
But was he said 2.38.
That's smaller, so he's arguing on the Safa Rav.
Okay, 1 second.
In the Safa Rav.
Okay, calm down. 2 3/8 of an ounce is how much?
Less than a half. This is more than a half.
He's a big Talmud Chacham. 2 3/8. So he has 2 4 5. Vushir Ikarisha Nog Bidor Lador. Vushir Gimel Revay. He says Gimel Revay Detsi. 3/4 of a tenth of a liter. And here it says. Right. Someone did the math wrong. Someone's off in the math. Rabbi Katan, so what's the true math here? If it's 2 3/4, 3/4 of a detzi. He says 2 3/8 of an ounce, but here he writes that it's 2 4/5 of an ounce. 2.54. Right.
6 different.
What? Dimso Dona Bainani Hushir Yosir Katan Lamalogmov Shumashu Yosir Mechatzi Revis Kemish Revis Shumashu Yosir Mishne Ounce Vachetzi Dimso Dechatzi Revis Shumashu Yosir Me Ounce Revia Keshapikov Hushir Kotsuv Ke Ounce. He said the reason Rav Goodman is explaining the reason why people use the ounce cup. Why do they use it? Because that's a chumrah. That's a like Rav Abadi, I think, holds Mikra Adin. It's you know, you can have 2 ounces because. If you hold that it's that below lugmav is rov revius, so you have to have less than that. So if you have 2 ounces, it's still if you hold the bigger shear for revius, right? So then maybe it can be like 2 ounces. You still pachas me rov revius, but he's saying that. If we're gonna go to chumra, the biggest chumra would be to take the smallest shear possible for a vias and have less than a row of vias of that. So he said that would be like what? Yeah. It would be a little bit more than an ounce and a quarter. So you'd have to have a little less than that. So they said, okay, always take just an ounce, and this way for sure you'll be covered.
So, 3/4 of a deciliter is
2.53 ounces. So, Rav Goodman has 2.54, and in the Zemira's book, he says 2 3/8 of an ounce. What is 2 3/8? How much is that? 2.4. But you said it's 2.53. So, 2.53. Is the Ikur Din shear of Revius L'chumra, So then half of that would be 1.265, right? 1.265. So Mamela, he says, that's how the minig became that everyone should use a shot glass of 1 ounce. So this way, they do 1 ounce, they know they have less than 1.265. Because the smaller shear is the shear what the Satmar Rebbe said. It's a smaller than even Rav Chaim Noah. I told you what Rav Michal Shurkin said. That when Rav Chaim Noah's shear came out in Yerushalayim, people thought he was the Machmir. Even though we always view him as the Shmuel shear. Because we're comparing it to Chazon Ish and this. But apparently, before Rav Chaim Noah, they were working even with smaller shiurim. So Rav Chaim Noah was viewed as a chumrah.
We have the Kiddush cup.
The Chofetz Chaim's Kiddush cup.
Was smaller than Chaim Noah.
Right. But if you hold with the Satmar Rebbe shiur, it's 2.53? What did you say, 5.3?
Yeah.
2.53. And so was that the Chofetz Chaim's Kiddush cup?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I know people did see it, but
It was known that the Chofetz Chaim's Kiddush cup was not the biggest Kiddush cup in the world.
The Bible
said
it's
2.54, though. Yeah, so he's arguing with Harav Katan, who says it's 2.53. Okay, 2.536. So you like to use
2.54?
So Mela, it'll be like, so half of that would be 1.26. So therefore, to make sure that you don't get more than 1.2, you just stay, take an ounce cup, and then you'll be fine. So that's a good word. That explains it very well. Why we do what we do. I mean, the question is, what if you would experiment? That's what Rav Tzinna says. Why don't you just experiment? You know, if someone wants to do an experiment, they could tell us what they came to, what conclusion they came to. Right? Let's fill up the cheek with water, and then spit it out, and then measure how much it is.
Well, then you don't know if you're
on the beta. Right, you don't know if you're on the beta. What? Rabbi Hirschman in the Cole in Toronto, what does he do?
He measures his own.
So this way. So he's saying every chol should measure for himself.
Right.
says everyone should measure their shear. Yeah, that's what he writes here on page 17. Well, the Maisa Kosha B'Shulchan Aruch, the Cholish Yisrael Sodik, Shai Batsu, Kodim Yom Kippur, Kamam Lom, 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 D-Day. Shikhanis Mashu Tokpi, Vishalku, Tarecha Mephi, Vishalta Mutokli. Okay. Tomorrow there are a couple of things that we have to see in the Mishnah Berurah here that we didn't see on page 7 in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. So we'll look those things better to tomorrow on page 7 and etc. Okay. Yeah, so tomorrow again, tomorrow we're going to have Shir Bez Hashem in the classroom, room 108, around 10 o'clock. 10:45. 10 to 10:45, something like that. Yeah. Okay?